Yo, what up, everybody? This is your man, the Siri X, the Truth Speaking. You listen to What's Really Good Radio, One Hood.
Somebody tell me what's happened to me.
Justice for everybody not African. Indians and Latin kids, lock them up and pack them in. Crime pays, so the DA will trap them in. It's the new millennium, slave trafficking. Call Weezy, call Baby, call BG, call Juvenile, Man and Fresh, call Master P. Soldier Slim with a roll buddy in the ground. Somebody call Young Turkey, bout to get out. Call Romeo, we ballin' on a scholarship. Don't be silenced by record label politics. Original man, so I'll be the genesis. You know what the mission is, we gonna free the Gina 6. Gina, Louisiana, they call it the Deep South. In other words, black folk keep out or stay in your place. It's okay if you playin' it safe, and a wide grin stay on your face. Kids raised to hate, before age 8 they learn to tie nooses. This is what a lie produces. And 10 years later you beside the student in high school. In his mind you a visitor, it's my school. This is my room, don't you even try coon. It sets the stage for a showdown at high noon. Lunchtime in the cafeteria, one mind thinking black's inferior. One time under a tree that cracks the exterior and reveals the truth. Must have forgot that you steer the spook. You'll remember when you see this noose. See this tree was used to hang your ancestors after we party and barbecue. This led to rising tension. When the one suit did it, got a brief suspension. And you know our spirit, we will not surrender. We always fight back. It's on now, it's whites versus black. Like a war, a black kid was jumped and opened the door. A white man pulled a shotgun at a convenience store on black children. They didn't put their hands to the ceiling. They disarmed the man and then ran from the building. Unless you're born black, you can't understand the feeling. They beat that boy down, they never planned to kill him. Them young brothers just wanted to defend their friends. And in the end, to suspend is all it should have been. But they went further. They was charged as grown men for attempted murder. For a fight in high school, they was made an example when Gina that whites rule. And you won't see this on your nightly news, cause they'll likely choose dog fighting blues. Michael Vick being stripped of his lightning shoes. Now 6 teenagers being charged despite the rules. Or a racist prosecutor trying to take our future. This is madness. Children behind bars, this is savage. As we spend millions on cars, jewelry, and fabric, our children need our help to heal this damage. When you don't speak the truth, watch your realness vanish. So sign the petition, organize for the victims. Please give your money, your time, and your wisdom. And to Michael Bell, we gon' fight for your freedom. And we want $1 million for every night you keep them. It's justice for everybody not African. Indians and Latin kids, lock them up and pack them in. Crime pays, so the DA will trap them in. It's the new millennium, slave trafficking. Call Weezy, call Baby, call BG, call Juvenile, Man and Fresh, call Master P. Soldier Slim with a roll buddy in the ground. Somebody call Young Turkey, bout to get out. Call Romeo, we ballin' on a scholarship. Don't be silenced by record label politics. Original man, so I'll be the genesis. You know what the mission is, we gonna free the Gina 6. Gina 6.
There's no way out.
Right, it's definitely it's definitely like the best of times, worst of times type of scenario, because you know, you have certain I guess you would say mainstream outlets that, because of the type of music that we do, would automatically say, well, that's not going to sell, that's not going to be successful. And you know, the interesting thing about it is that you know, in the face of that is, you know, success that I've already had as an artist, you know, even with, you know, a song that was dealing with the Gina 6 that was played all over the country, you know, that was like a big song, and you know, got, you know, a nationwide and worldwide recognition. And you know, it's interesting. That's why we began to go to take it kind of to YouTube, was we wanted to have like empirical data that says people want to watch these, you know. Because the industry will say, they'll say, oh, well, people don't want to hear that, or, you know, that type of music is not popular. And we wanted to show, like, no, look, we're able to get, you know, this amount of views and this number of people watching. So there is actually an audience for it. But you won't run this week with the Siri X. And I think one of the funniest things that came out of this season was when we did the video Dear Debra about BET, and one of the largest blogs that deals with like black gossip called Boston ran it, and they ran it like this and me, you know, like, who is this guy? He's talking about he has a Love Jones for Debra Lee at BET. Like, he put it under a category called random ridiculousness. And the response that the people had to it, basically, the people began to diss the website. People, like, rode with me and was basically saying, like, you don't understand what he's saying. You don't agree with it. This is the truth. You need to play more music like this. You need to support this. Of course, Boston will never play another video of Mount Everest. But, you know, that type of thing was, it was hilarious, but at the same time, it was like, well, if you got that reaction, why wouldn't you say, well, you know, I know we do this madness or this mindless stuff, why don't we also put some something in? And that's, like, our whole, I guess, mantra to the mainstream outlets has been balanced. We're not saying, don't play Gucci, or don't play, you know, some of these other artists that fit into that narrow narrative. We're saying, have some balance.
So, you know, I wanted to write this letter to you because I just think that together could really be something special. This not hating, you know, this ain't me trying to be overly critical. It's me pouring my heart out to you. Just want you to listen. Dear Debra, you giving me the blues, mo better. Said that I could flow forever, but I ain't got no cheddar. And we can't go together, cause I'm too controversial. Plus you said your time was money like a commercial, but my music's universal. I didn't mean to hurt you, but that's what truth does. I did it with true love. See, I gave you my heart, and you said it wasn't relevant. You said that I was smart, but that I was too intelligent. I offered you my soul from the start, but like the devil did, you said it wouldn't rank on your charts unless I'm selling it. You said that you just playing your part, that of the ghetto chick, cause that's who people want you to be. That sound like fronting to me. See, to me, you're more than something to see. Baby, you and me can set this whole country free. My queen, you stepped out of a dream onto the screen like a vision. You was the only one I'd ever seen. It's like when I first saw you, it's like I couldn't stop staring at you. I was amazed. It was like, wow, I've been waiting to see this my whole life. You know, as time kind of went on, I started to see some changes that, you know, I just didn't feel like they was becoming of you. You know, I just feel like you're so much more than that. Look, you had religion. You was quick to tell them you was Christian, but now you hang with gangsters so much you've been in prison, and you convinced yourself that that's how we living. But life is so much more than champagne sipping. Listen, what this isn't is a black male say. Give me one chance, I promise it won't be a hell's day. We can go to college, chill or 106 and park, make love from the sun up to when it gets dark. I'll soothe you, no matter what level the stress. You are a righteous black queen, not a hot ghetto mess. And yes, I believe that you'll switch one day, but now you so exposed that I wanna rip the runway. And I know they say that you should shake what your mama gave you, but you are a reflection of how your mama raised you, and you get what you give, so don't let karma enslave you. I'm willing to campaign like Obama to change you, for real. No, I mean, I'm just willing to do that because I really think that if you just grow in consciousness and mind, be so wonderful. Not that you ain't wonderful right now, but I just think we gotta keep going up and higher and higher. If we get on that higher level, oh baby, we could really do this. I'm so serious, I'm so sincere. Name the place wherever you wanna go, I'm there. We can go to Rap City, I can get us a booth, cause them ones that's there now, they don't be spitting the truth. You ask me how do I know the way they living is proof. Claiming they freestyling what was ghost written for dudes. I wanna kick it with you, I'm on a mission to prove that I'm an honest dude. This is not a comic view, see I wanna honor you and give you an award. But them ones that sponsor you, I wanna give them the sword. They not fond of you, they just wanna get you on board. And then they lie to you, it's just like pimping a whore. See, they don't care what you mean to me or the community. How we could teach the seeds and promote unity. They just want coonery, more and more buffoonery, so they can watch them videos like Shake That Booty, B. but I'll never call you out of your name. Just consider this a lane to get you out of the game, cause I'll take on all 50 states for you, Miss Deborah. And you can call the battle hip-hop versus America. So I'm willing to do that, you know, put my life on the line, because I really feel like you're worth that. But you're so valuable, and you just don't know it, you just seeing the physical. But we need to just climb this stairway, baby, and get to that mental and that spiritual level. Oh man, it's beautiful. So just, this is my letter to you. Signed, Jasiri X. One love, peace.
Yeah, he dug up like a project from 97 called The Concrete Elite, and I guess you got some stuff on there. Tell me about that.
Well, that was the first group that I was in Pittsburgh. You know, this was around the time that Masai and Saeed had Strict Flow, and the classic 1824 with RXC. And, you know these individuals that was kind of had it, you know, I guess the local scene. So we had a nice strong buzz that we built. It was myself and four MCs from Philadelphia, two from South Philly, two from West Philly. So and a brother named Eldridge that was produced and mixed all of our stuff. So we had a strong buzz, and then we kind of had a difference in direction as far as how we wanted to go musically. So we kind of just broke up and went our separate ways. So. Yeah, Concrete Elite. Those were some good times.
Furious God, you know what I'm about. At age 3, I became the man of the house. Cause broke camp, he came on once but left again. It hurts deep, cause now in pieces what he's resting in. But I don't judge him, I love him, I don't know the circumstances. Heard he was a fly brother, he just took too many chances. Started smoking joints, then graduated to the coke. Hit the bottle off and 5 or 6 drinks he was tossing down the stove. Bad habits make a family go broke. From good times to the unemployment line, God anointed my shine divine. My evil thoughts leaving caught out in the open. Age 1, coughing from second hand smoking, mom stayed up all night. With pops and size, eyes were more red. 1.5 caught a cigarette burned to the forehead. It was mad drama, cause pops was sitting on mom's. Age 2, I was watching, wishing to God I had a firearm. A year later, mom just can't take it no more. She added up the hit, cracked the tin, and kicked him out the door. When he left, he didn't wish her the best. He told her that she would be crying, begging him to come back home before the sunset, like she needed his ass. She went to work and went to class sometimes, just so we could have a meal. She at the fast, oftentimes I asked, mom, how'd you make it through the misery? She said she helped herself, she knew God wasn't no mystery. She said, if you're looking for a hand, check the end of your wrist. So now it's my philosophy like Chris, and I wish that she never had to go through the storm. Grandma was an invalid who died before I was born. Grandpa's was an alcoholic, so the family was torn. But all of these events led to how my mental was formed. And God, I lost the best, Lord. So if you haven't been warned, we living in the last day, prepared for Y2K. When you grab the microphone, please have something to say. Prostrate and pray and travel through life the righteous way. Or hell's to pay. You know what I'm saying? One God, one God. The fact is there is just one God. One God, one God. The fact is there is just one. One God, one God. The fact is there is just one God. One God, one God. The fact is there is just one. One God, I come hard, my tongue dropped from spitting rounds, laying them down. I took the gun job, the trump card, the ace of spades. See the face he made like he went out of his mind, about to step out of line, but in this place he stayed. Fade this, you couldn't shade this, but where these snipes blade, it's the reincarnation, the Sinke, raps the slave ship. Who's the bravest? I make situations the gravest. Best believe it, even Jesus can't save it. I played the rap butcher, you felt the snap when the track shook you. Jet black, let the lyrical gat cook your gap, booked you. My attack took you 6 feet under elite thunder concrete. Lumber hit Sammy Sosa's numbers in the summer. My pastime is fast rhymes, my flow show no love. Like two thugs ready to blast nines. In a sense, I light it like incense.
I drop bombs like the president with his face on 10 cents. So men flinch. You can't count figures the amount of niggas my pen lynch. You lose more than your innocence. I sit the bench like Chief Justice. My speech crushes whatever the beat touches. My competition keep crutches. Concrete flushes and wraps down the toilet. You couldn't heat it up if your flame boiled it. Bake the board and snake your sporting. You're way past your expiration date. There's no escaping hate. Realize you're facing fate. Point number four, creating our own nation state. Last page of the final call, y'all. Them other paper shades. Black on, I keep the tracks on and leave your cap blown like nitroglycerin when you listening like a tap phone. Till we get back home, I live by the grace of Allah. My shine will take the place of a star. Pretend to be a kingpin, I'll leave your face with a scar. Face him will spar. It's 80 proof like a drink that you chase at a bar. I'm great like Akbar in Arabic, the verbal terrorist. Military preparedness. Beware of this God, your squad perishes. The root of all evil is what he cherishes. But still, it's just one God, one God. The fact is there is just one God, one God, one God. The fact is there is just one.
I was really kind of interesting because, you know, I had a show out there planned for actually in Fresno for a minute, you know, actually before the whole Oscar Grant scenario went down. For those that don't know, Oscar Grant was a man that was, you know, an unarmed young black man that was shot in the back by a police officer, just in cold blood and killed. So to be out there when actually the rebellion went down was really, really an interesting thing because, you know, I was actually in the city of Oakland the morning after the riot. And I mean, I probably saw about 200 police officers, you know, two helicopters in the sky. It was just, the tension was really, I mean, you could feel it. You could feel the tension there amongst the people, amongst the officers. So it was just a really, it was an ill vibe. And, you know, I kind of used that feeling and, you know, in talking to the people. And then I actually wrote that episode on the plane ride back to Pittsburgh. I actually hopped on the plane that day. So it was definitely, you know, I think it was kind of almost like meant to be. I don't think it was a coincidence. I was there at that time and was able to produce that song that, you know, was so resonated with people so much that, on the anniversary, even though I wasn't able to get out to Oakland because it was even some controversy around me being there for the anniversary this year, and I was kind of asked to be there then not asked to be there, and
right.
Because it was a question around how the song would be received. But actually, one of the poets out there actually performed my song. You know, yeah, and it's actually some footage that was kind of a real, you know, to me, it made me really see the power of music, that, you know, I could write a song similar like to the Jenna 6 situation, and I could write a song that could resonate with a group of people so much that, you know, I'm not there and somebody else actually does perform the song.
A video has emerged tonight that captures the tense moments leading up to a BART police officer shooting that killed a man on New Year's Day.
The camera shifted to an officer trying to arrest one man when another officer's gun fired behind them. 22-year-old Hayward resident Oscar Grant was hit by the officer's bullet. He later died.
It's 2009, feeling fine from the party after New Year's Eve. You know the train's getting rowdy and having a couple drinks doesn't make me an alky. People started fighting and somebody pointed out me. Here come the bar police charging me. I don't author beef, I'm a father, please. I got a little girl at home, she only 4 years old. She my world, my flesh and bone, his tears started to roll. If they just looked him in his eye, they could see clear to his soul. But these cops only understand fear and control. Face down on the ground in a prone position. Bystanders start recording, cell phones was flipping, thinking he's another brother on the road to prison. They have no idea they gon' witness a lynching. The young brother was flinching, but he wasn't resisting it.
Johannes Mezery
made a fatal decision as he rose to his feet and took hold of his seat. The entire train station froze in disbelief. Oscar, the father, barely over 20, with goals
in the dreams of household and family. His last seconds on earth, he didn't know it could be. Only the dirty train station flow he could see. You hear the bullet explode through his fleece. You won't see an execution that cold in the streets. Damn, you see what happened? That cop started snapping cell phones they was grabbing. I had mine in the lining of my jacket. That cop was a cold-hearted bastard. Shooting them in the back is an act of a savage. A flash from the gap that snatched your soul future. You can lose your life just by being a commuter. As soon as I get home, I upload from my computer to YouTube entitled The Cowardly Police Shooter. The rally's at 3 o'clock at the station up the block. The sign that I got says jail law killer cops. I'm hot to say the least, especially at the police chief, who said the proof is inconclusive. You seen the video, man, them cops is ruthless. I'm tired of the silence and the goddamn excuses. Why we always be the one with the bruises in the back of the police cruisers? Now I see cops in riot gear surround the protest. It's a peaceful demonstration, we don't pose no threat. Mr. Officer, do you have a child? If someone shot him in the back, would you want him on trial? Would you want the DA and the mayor to vow that you would get justice for an act so foul? Man, I'm sick of all this waiting, I want justice right now. To hell with all the yelling, it's time for the rebellion. Rebellion.
City, when you're the mayor of a city that just had an execution, when you can go to New York City with Rudolph Giuliani, who had an adversarial relationship with the citizens, and he gave a press conference the day after Amadou Diallo got shot. Michael Bloomberg gave a press conference that night that Sean Bell got shot. Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa gave a press conference the same day that the police shot up and beat up all the Latinos during the Immigration May Day March. Like, we can go all around the country. You know, there's a press conference by Israel when they drop bombs on Gaza the same day. So you're the mayor of a city that already seen its history drenched in blood of police killings from Bobby Hutton all the way up to Gary King to now. And then you can't even just speak to the people as a human being?
Oh man, I mean, we definitely, like, because of the fact, and I think, I don't know if people actually know this, but I was kind of, you know, myself and paralyzed with the organization we formed, One Hood. We actually, or myself specifically, got known nationally as an activist first, before people even knew I was really an MC. You know, I was connecting with a lot of people nationwide, just in terms of the activism we were doing in Pittsburgh as One Hood. And so when the D20 was announced, like, people automatically began to reach out to us. And, you know, our main point was really trying to highlight what we call the real Pittsburgh, or the other side of Pittsburgh, because we felt like the city of Pittsburgh was in, you know, County Executive Adorado and Ravenstall and who's the mayor, were presenting this, you know, really like a view that wasn't 100% truth. Like, Pittsburgh was a city that had beat the recession, and, you know, everything was all good, and there was no unemployment, and, you know what I mean? And, you know, everything was going so smoothly, and it was like, nah, I mean, you know, we actually, you know, spent time with, whether it was, you know, what we were doing with the blog or Real Talk Express, or, you know, we also got with some really out of some worldwide journalists to take them to places like Homewood, under the bridge, where homeless people live less than, you know, a mile, right across the bridge from the convention center where the G20 was taking place, homeless people. And, you know, they took them on different parts of the north side where there hasn't been development in Pittsburgh. And so that was kind of what we wanted to do, to make sure that people understood that there were, you know, there's another side of Pittsburgh that's very poor, that has severe unemployment, that people are suffering, and we wanted to make sure that that was shown. So while, and really would have liked to see President Obama engage that other side of Pittsburgh, instead of, you know, kind of just being where he was. So that was kind of even the whole concept around The Only Color That Matters Is Green, was to show that, you know, right you know, as this was going on, you know, the G20 is going on in a city that the University of Pittsburgh has said is one of the poorest, you know, black communities in the country. So we definitely just wanted to make sure that that point was made.
Lyrical Molotov cocktails, the Holocaust plots, well, humanity's almost lost. Try telling me that it's not hell. They crucified MJ, somebody's watching me like Rockwell. So many death threats, I feel like I'm getting Barack's mail. Cops tell my paparazzi is the FBI. No threat was I when I was stressed and high. I was left to die. Now I testify, right hand over the Bible, left hand around the mic. This is hip hop for survival. We was lied to when they said this was a democracy. Hypocrisy. Walk with me, here's something you gotta see. The foreign policy supposed to save the economy, but everybody that died for it came from poverty. Slain constantly, so the richest 1% get trillions, and we don't even have enough for rent. What the fuck is this? Billions up and split, and not one busted brick got cuffs on his wrist. And I'm not just pissed, I'm mad as hell, cause we sip cups of grist and take drags from males, and we got bags to sell of that crack and cane. Feeling no T-Pain for a big ass chain. Insane.
Reality is free, but the TV'll sell you a dream, cause the only color that matters is green. Where the richest families and countries meet in secret to scheme, cause the only color that matters is green. They will make you a prisoner, slave, prostitute, or fiend, cause the only color that matters is green. Whether you black, brown, red, yellow, white, you just a way to a means, cause the only color that matters is green.
How wicked is Satan? You crippin' and bangin' on the strip that you claimin'. They'll take your whole hood with gentrification in the richest of nations. Here the sickness is basic, we're the biggest of races. Transmitted on stations, they'll put the fifth in your faces. Tell you strip and get naked with the quickness and take it, cause they pivot, they hatin'. No witness, no statement, no media coverage. Salute the American flag, believe in it and love it. In a place where a black face ain't seeing no budget, they having meetings discussing how they deceiving the public. What deficit? See the president speak at a luncheon. Go less than a mile, you'll see a child eating nothing. Mom spent the food money cause she be needing the substance. Daddy's doing 20 in SCI, green for hustling. And his breather's encumbered, but he's receiving no comfort. He don't have health insurance cause all he's seeing is numbers. And the school is flat broke so they can't teach him the function. So he ain't reading, he ducking, cause all he's seeing is busting. And the 20 wealthiest countries ain't feeding his stomach, cause it's poor people like him that be keeping them running, and that's
reality is free, but the TV'll sell you a dream, cause the only color that matters is green. Where the richest families and countries meet in secret to scheme, cause the only color that matters is green. They will make you a prisoner, slave, prostitute, or fiend, cause the only color that matters is green. Whether you black, brown, red, yellow, white, you just a way to a means, cause the only color that matters is green.